Hey, that's right. It is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge. And we've got a full panel planned, so stay right where you are.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. That, of course, is the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, going on since 1951. May 15th to the 18th is all the horse races, wild mutton busting, and the bronc riding. But don't forget that Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert. That starts at 5 o'clock with the gates opening. Tanner Laws on stage at 6, Tiger Lily Gold at 7, and Gary Allen wraps it up at 8:30. Tickets and more information at buckinghorsesale.com. Oh, and don't forget horse racing this weekend.
That's right. And, hey, while we're talking about it, all this ranching and horses and livestock, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo. They've got all agriculture covered. So you just need to start getting that paper coming on a weekly basis. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
What are you going to share for the good stuff, Kim?
I have a piece by Yvonne Hollenbeck. It's called Sortin' Time.
She survived another Old West days
she
here in Valentine last weekend.
Yes, she did. And they did a beautiful job. What a great weekend. So this is sorting time, and I thought it was a good time to bring it up with all the baby calves on the ground and people starting to move them around. I was hosting the local ladies' club and had the house looking nice. I'd made the cookies and coffee, but oh my, I looked a fright. I was standing before my bathroom mirror as a little fixing up had begun when my husband burst into the house and hollered, "Could you help me, hon?" They always call you honey when they need help, don't they, though? So I donned my coat and some chore boots and followed him out through the snow. Now the corrals were full of bawling cows, and their calves were bawling too. The only way to communicate was to hand signal to the crew. The men were all a horseback. I'm afoot and on the gate. I have to be real quick to think and must never hesitate. I have to know when to open it and let out one or two, and close it quick and hook the latch and not let the wrong one through. Well, the day had started out real good, but that soon was in the past, because tensions rise when sorting cows and tempers flare real fast. Now, back to hubby's signals. I will never understand why in this high-tech world we live in, there are no standard signals for the hands. I know the one for the South Corral. That's where we pen the bulls. The right arm means the North Corral. That's where we put the culls. I turned and saw a bunch of cows a-coming right toward me. Both his arms were waving in the air, and that's all I could see. I opened up that gate real quick. These cows were running out. I closed it quick and hooked the latch. That's when I heard him shout, "Why did you let those cattle out? Gads, woman, don't you know? I signaled for you to turn them back, and you let the whole bunch go." I won't repeat what next was said, but that ended my position. I quit my job of helping sort and went back to my kitchen. Well, I did return one signal. It was directed at my loving spouse. It was not a ladylike gesture as I stomped back to the house. We'd cooled down by supper time and our marriage is just fine, everybody. But I think I'll cook a batch of gone next spring when it's sorting time. Yvonne Hollenbeck, the legendary Yvonne Hollenbeck.
You know, summer around the farm was usually pretty busy, but often when we were getting ready for the day, my dad would say, "Throw your pole in the truck." That meant that we'd spend the afternoon at our fishing spot. Dad did a little catnapping, or we talked about life, and at times we just sat there quietly waiting for the next bite. The best days of summer and another great memory. Remember where that came from? That was a Jim Thompson had written that one up.
Back in the day.
Working on a farm in the summertime brings to mind heat, long days, and hard work. My father was a hard worker. He taught me that too. And another lesson from my father, you can complain about the heat, but you cannot control it. Don't waste time complaining about something that you cannot change. Instead, think of ways to minimize its impact on you. One of life's lessons, and again, written by Jim Thompson.
I talk about back in his day. I think his day is still now. He's a busy man.
He's busy for being retired,
yeah,
isn't he?
He is. Well, now he's a politician, though.
That's true. So he doesn't have to work quite as hard.
That's right.
Now, just kidding there. Hopefully get up to see Jim here one of these days pretty soon. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And as always, keep listening to The Good Stuff.